Evgeny is an aging office clerk who has been having some strange dreams lately, largely involving a beautiful woman. When the dreams continue to recur, he seeks the help of a psychoanalyst, not to get rid of them, but instead so he can have even more. When his wife finds out, she tells him to choose whether he wants to live in a dream or in reality, and the choice is obvious, particularly if you know the work of Jan Švankmajer. Whether you are very familiar with the films of Mr. Švankmajer, and even on the odd chance you've never heard of him, Surviving Life, Přežít svůj život, presents a new experience for you. With all the artistic mayhem that a connoisseur of surrealist cinematography demands, but more of the silly comedy that checks a door, and less of the horror that typifies a Švankmajer film. Regarding that balance between polar genres, the master animator, who fairly hates giving interviews, told Czech Radio that such is life. His other works were comedies as well, he says.
Všechny moje filmy vlastně se tak jako pohybují na tom ostří toho řekněme
horror. All of my films play out on that sharp edge between what we think of as horror and comedy or black humor. I think that our whole lives oscillate in just that way, and they are equivalent to a kind of comedy. So really, all of my films could be called a kind of comedy.
Já našemu životu, takže vlastně všechny moje filmy by se daly nazvat jistou jako komedii.
In any case, Surviving Life should not be catalogued as a comedy or horror, but deserves that special shelf called Švankmajerovský that other international greats like Tim Burton and Terry Gilliam have drawn from. And in that category of experimental animated cinema, the director has changed the rules again, but this time calling it a, quote, poor man's substitute for experimentation, because he couldn't find the money to do otherwise. Surviving Life uses animated photography, a method he says was toyed with in the 1960s, but was never used for a feature-length production with actors until now.
I have to say we didn't do it because I wanted to use new techniques, but because we thought we'd save money. Finding money for the kinds of film I do is becoming harder and harder, and in this case it looked like it was going to be even more difficult than usual. And so I decided that if photographs of the actors were animated, we could move the entire film to the studio.
Plenty of directors would never admit they're having sacrificed art because they were low on cash. Not so Jan Švankmajer, who positively revels in it in his promotion of Surviving Life, and says so himself in an animated introduction to the film. That's a style of prologue that he adopted in his last film, Lunacy. His leading lady, Klára Isová, doesn't really buy it, though.
He was trying something a little bit new, so I think he was surprised as well. He's saying that he chose this technique because he doesn't have enough money to make the whole movie like he was doing it before. But I think it's kind of joke maybe, and he was surprised how it works for the audience and for himself as well.
For all of the actors, this meant an entirely new way of working. For one thing, they hardly ever met each other, which makes reviews praising the actors' chemistry all the better, but spoke their lines into the camera, taking tens of thousands of photographs during 15 days spread out over 1 year.
It's like different kind of work than normal movie. First day we spent just to make like photo pictures of my mouth, saying like la, na, ha, whatever, like combination of some letters. And then like it was combination of making pictures and also making short scenes from the script. So some of them we made on a very old camera, but it was more like not whole scenes, but like sentences, few words or whatever. So it was combination of several things together, and he just put it with his team together in 1 year.
But so doing a film like this, you could have even less of an idea what it was going to look like in the end than you usually would with a normal film.
Of course, yeah. I don't have any idea. And I think he was surprised as well.
Is it something you'd do again?
With him, yes, of course.
ten film vlastně byl napsaný na normální, jako normální hraný film.
The screenplay was written as a feature film with actors, so that's what the actors expected it to be. So there is a lot of dialogue, though even a lot for me. And we had to photograph speech. The photographs actually speak. So I was mouthing the dialogues with them, then we would count the speech out and based on that, make the groundwork for the animators.
Počítali, že jo, to mluvení třeba a podle toho se udělal pro animátory podklad.
Než se nechat zabít, to radši nebudu spát.
Does life on the set of a surrealist film ever become surreal itself?
Maybe a little bit, yeah. For me it was funny that every time I came there was more stuff around and more people. So like just imagine that it is not new studio. It's like old house and there is so many like stuff. So it looks like in, I don't know, some old factory or something like this. And for me it was funny that in a while like some people came and started to work on computer, some people were doing photographs, some people were just on a set and working with actors. And it was nice, and I saw some pictures of me, and they put like flowers around my head, and I thought, oh my god, I look like Frida Kahlo on her pictures or something like this. So it was nice.
Surviving Life is subtitled a psychoanalytical comedy. The main character is terrified of life, as well as the things that he has lived through without even knowing it. And by consciously entering his own dreams, he is able to relive and understand the painful realities of his life. Dreaminess has always been a defining characteristic of Schwenkmeyer's work, but Surviving Life is his first film about dreams, in fact about a dream of his own. He told Czech Radio that he regrets that society puts less stock in dreams than back in the shaman days.
The modern age doesn't care about dreams, because there's no money in them, and they've been pushed back somewhere to the periphery of the human psyche, which I consider an absolute devaluation of human life. As I say in the introduction, quoting Georg Christoph Lichtenberg, it is only the fusion of dreams and reality that can make what is called a human life. But people eliminate their dreams, get panicked by them, and those people devalue themselves when they don't take dreams seriously and as a part of their lives.
Surviving Life is Jan Schwenkmeyer's sixth feature film and certainly need not be the lively 76-year-old's last. But in any case, since a Schwenkmeyer production only comes around once every 5 years or so, it is not an event to be missed.
That edition of The Arts by Christian Falvey.